Behind the Fence. The following poems were written in the spring of 2020, when the coronavirus put the whole of Britain into a new place called lockdown, with an invisible fence around that prevented us from moving around as usual. It was like being in a field with a sheep. You can see the outside, it looks attractive, but you can't go there unless someone lets you. These poems that follow attempt to express some of the feelings and the experiences I've had. Firstly, viral empathy. A silent killer stalks the street, the cafes and shops where people meet. He does not care whose life it takes, whose breath it stops, or orphan makes. Touch is banned in public space. No handshake warm, no fond embrace. But silent, too, an angel flies, awaking hopes, forgotten ties, of neighbours care, of loving others, and generous acts to sisters, brothers. Across the streets, now silent spaces, hear clapping hands, see smiling faces, praise for doctors, nurses, carers, carrying the burden of loving service. Each helping hand is melting fears. When empathy rules, she dries the tears. A poem for Easter. In our village, the sign says, Long Martin, and then please drive carefully. Drive carefully, the daffodils are saying. Our village lies quiet as the grave. Are people really praying? They're not religious, by and large, but an invisible plague is stalking, taking young and aged. Confined, we slowly fill the hours, washing hands, storing food, not looking at the flowers. Yet Easter slips across the fells, carried by birdsong and the countless daffodils. A new song breaks, so unexpected. Bursting hedges, green again from winter, resurrected. And in the fields, young lambs, eyes newly opened on the world, are bleating their surprise. Listen now, a sound of clapping, people gathering in the street, shouting, crying, laughing. Is this Easter, life reborn? Lifting darkness from our hearts, mending what is torn. In April, we went for a walk in the local gill, which is a wooded area with a stream flowing through it. April, bringer of spring, comes over the hills, countryside awaking, despite human ills. Our pet dove cries his repetitive notes as we leave the house in our outdoor coats. Under the eaves by the bathroom window, our visiting martins, chattering low, rebuild their nest after winter's fury, for this year's brood to continue the story. Past the village hall, our road snakes by under the railway bridge, framing blue sky. Old oak trees display new leaves, shining bright for rooks who chorus their spring delight. They fill the air with noisy acclaim. Above them, the buzzard plays a waiting game. In a roadside bank, fresh bluebells appear, their fragrant scent hanging in the air. We pass hidden corner and down a farm lane, with newborn lambs crying, as in pain. The ewes in return grunt their reply, suckling both offspring as we walk on by. Into the gill now, full of bright sun, we follow Troutbeck along its slow run, the trees curving over, sheltering sheep, the river beside us sings soft and deep. Crossing an old stile and into the field, rabbits run off, their burrows revealed. Now, deep in the gill, surrounded by wood, is a closed path sign. destroyed by a flood. So it's time to return to a chaffinch's song, joined by a wren as we saunter along. A friendly sheep starts to follow our path. Sure, we have food. Just makes us laugh. Along peaceful meadows past the old farm, our walk lifts our spirits and quietens alarm. As with us we know, walks a silent threat, taking thousands of lives and not finished yet. Our April walk brings memories to treasure, of friends we know who shared our pleasure. And then a poem from news about business as usual, a new pandemic. First evidence today of a new pandemic, as destructive almost because it's systemic. An immaculate businessman talks of the chances of accumulating more as Corona advances. For billionaires waiting to buy assets cheaply, a business is closing, firms crashing weekly. The hedge fund manager smiles in his drink at the new acquisitions as economies sink. It's business as usual, he cheerily says. Come, grab all you can, while someone else pays. The poor people queue for handouts of food, while rich people think, never had it so good. So unemployed people who need a fresh start are telling the bankers to change their hard hearts. There's plenty of money locked up in their coffers, just spread it around more, with lots of job offers. It isn't all right for a capitalist minority to keep all the wealth from the people in poverty. The virus has shown us it's perfectly clear that we're in it together. The future is here. Support all the people freely offering their skill to serve one another, not themselves to fulfill. Now is the time to change the old system, to stop profiteering and learn a new wisdom. Next, from April into May, is a Corona vision. It all looks the same, the houses, the street, cars parked outside, gardens tidy and neat. But something has happened. The order has changed. Hardly anything's moving. It's all very strange. You can watch the grass grow, hear the birds sing, have time to think, and yes, celebrate spring. The news of our sorrow is daily broadcast, as more people die than when we heard last. What should we think in this fateful time, when hospitals struggle and families pine? Is it a warning that we must all heed? Has nature replied to our rampant greed? Is it a foretaste of worse things to face? Earth's hidden answer for our human race? We've taken her forests and dried up her lakes, killed most of the animals, made dreadful mistakes, polluted the rivers and poisoned the land. Our hungry machines turned mountains to sand. Now Earth answers back. She's warned us enough. It's time for repayment. It's going to be tough. As seas keep on rising to flood coastal land, storms hit our city. No, this wasn't planned. Drought hits the fields and rivers run dry. Whole countries are starving. Millions cry. In land after land, the answers are found. Stop cutting down trees. Leave oil in the ground. Stop burning all coal, polluting the planet. Use sun, wind and water. We can, if we plan it. Now is the time to learn a new wisdom. Stop profiteering and change the old system. In early May, we celebrated VE Day on the 8th. My old self, an eight-year-old in Bradford's home embrace, when war in Europe ended, missing my older brother, a cold sailor in the Atlantic storms, anchored in Canada. He returned safe, proudly with his Canadian bride, to a freezing Britain, and an unhappy baptism into winter's desolation, taking them back, never to return. Odd now to remember 1945. Now in a Cumbrian village, my retirement home, among different voices, wanting to honour all those who served during the war. This in a time of virus-induced isolation, with a new generation at war with a silent enemy, in uniforms unlike anything proudly worn before. The flags are out and lots of bunting quickly made, flutters in the sunny breeze, while tables dressed for tea sit separate on the paths, each socially distant. Greetings pass across the festive street, and at the stroke of 3 o'clock, we raise our glasses in a toast to thank both serving generations. A Walk in the Bluebell Woods. The scent meets you in the air before you see them. Rich, heavy fragrance you can find nowhere else. The secretive treasure of silent woodland, only appearing in spring like the swallows. A carpet of flowers covers the ground, like a perennial lapis lazuli blue cloud. As mists they rise among the trees, slowly climbing the slopes towards the sun. In warm May air we amble along, lost in a sensuous haze of bluebell light. What ancient beauty makes them glow when we passing strangers are not here? Two short poems, one about waking in the morning and the other about using Zoom. Waking. Music drifts into the morning glow, a Chopin piano soft and low, each note holding its breath until it too drops into the pool so still. All life suspended as music ripples through the warming air, now stippled by the rising sun upon my face, through the curtain's glowing lace. This moment holds its gentle sway over the unknown waiting day. Then life flows on with music's strain, carrying our hopes to begin again. Zooming around. A strange new world, a small bright screen, containing relatives within a dream. Each of us startled as if surprised to see the others before our eyes. And pressing buttons we wake up Zoom, and familiar voices fill our room. A little awkwardly we start to speak, sharing the news from our past week. Distance vanished as with a touch, bringing people here we love so much. Now a walk on a hot sunny day to the local hill called Dufton Pike. Breathless we crest the steep ridge onto the top of Dufton Pike to find two young women in summer shorts doing yoga in the hot sun. For us, a challenge of the sternest kind, for them a morning jaunt with a bouncing spaniel dog, celebrating youth and athletic prowess. Alone, we sit for lunch on the springy turf among alpine flowers in the midday sun. Then miracle arrives, spiralling in the sky. A skylark, tiny against the billowing cloud, soaring song, filling the void above, and echoing across the bone-dry fells. If age we must, and this is clear, that nature allows us timeless moments in our journey to save a life anew. On another walk in early June, we came across a lane filled with hawthorn blossom, and it reminded me of David Hockney's paintings of East Yorkshire. Hawthorn blossom. Hockney got it right, painting East Yorkshire spring. Lanes full of bushes flowing with white foam, I saw it today in the Cumbrian Farm Lane. Hawthorn carrying tiny flowers, each one trying to fly away. These ancient trees defying death, revive. Harsh winter's frost in nature's alchemy turned to gentle clouds of fragrant, fragile blossoms. The next one goes back to the political situation and the use of modelling in all the public pronouncements. A model solution. We must have scientific proof to tell us what to do. We need conclusive evidence to give each day to you. We work from models, all the time by universities computed, to tell us what the future holds, as researchers keep us tutored. But now and then, you know, we second-guess the data, producing plans that suit ourselves and deal with problems later. We can't have everything on hold. It's getting too expensive. We must let people out again and get the country active. Let's open schools and shops. Tell people to be wary, hoping the virus will go away. The prospect's not too scary. And as scientists come and go, their arguments not required, we listen out of friends' advice, those that we have hired. And science bows to politics. It really changed the game. It's fear that keeps us going. We don't want to get the blame. As the death toll rises, still the economy in tatters. It's number 10's model that we use, the only one that matters. On another of our regular walks, we go up a lovely lane where there are two old oak trees. Here's a poem about them. The two oaks. Side by side, they proudly stand, facing wind and snow, reaching to the stars above, rooted in the earth below. Mighty guardians of the past, when forest covered earth, miracles of nature's art, bringing life to birth, fixing carbon in the soil, turning sunlight into leaves, shepherds of the atmosphere, giving us air to breathe. A squirrel dances on a branch, rooks clamour in the crown, insects burrow in the bark, and acorns tumble down. One acorn in a tiny pot sends down a probing root, boring through the soil, it anchors fast its foot. Once planted in the wood, a community emerges, as roots form a living mat, each carrying life's surges. The trees carry all our hopes for living on this earth. If we cut down much more, we lose what it is worth. The two oaks are witnesses to our ancient past, telling us to change, or we will never last. A New Britain. The clock ticks still to mark the hours. Over the houses, fields and flowers, the farms and pubs still all shut, schools and shops now opened up, air less polluted, roads free to cycle, cities less crowded, a little miracle. People greet people and offer support. Strangers no longer. Neighbours report who needs their help, new medication. They offer to call on an older relation. A new, kinder Britain coming awake, defeating a virus for everyone's sake. New heroes arise in PPE dressed, tending the dying and all distressed. Drivers and carers, soldiers for now, caring for the elderly, showing how, by fighting the virus, we live in hope, acting together till we beat its scope. When it's all over, will we carry on, a new community with empathy won? Will all the carers be properly rewarded, public servants now, new status accorded? For a new spirit has risen to look after all, removing injustice, making racism fall. Old certainties gone, statues now tumble, history rewritten as attitudes crumble. This country's past is no longer great, with slavery's vile legacy full of hate. Young and old begin, marching side by side, to build a new Britain on the rising tide. Brexit immunity. Animals in cages, fighting for breath. People on ventilators, facing their death. A crossover virus? No problem, they said, now looking foolish as thousands are dead. But we're different, not like the rest. We're intelligent, obviously the best. You can't expect us to accept every word of World Health advice. We're not in their herd. We have our own very British position, Brexit to everything, meaning don't listen. So now when the rate of mortality rises in hospitals, care homes, there is no real crisis. We're not to blame for failing to plan for more PPE and a sports meeting ban. We'll follow the lead of Donald Trump's tweet and lay all the blame at opponents' feet. We'll work day and night to sort out the mess others have caused, including the press. Splash out more money to save our face as businesses crumble, a national disgrace. So don't you forget that we're in this together, proud to be British, dull like the weather. You may be drowning, we'll throw you a rope, a fantasy thread to give you false hope. Another poem then about viral empathy. Infectious. There is a new infection of viral empathy. Humans loving humans in mutual sympathy. Black Lives Matter on banners held up high. In big cities everywhere we hear the people cry. Change history today. Stop racism's oppression. Every life is sacred. Let that be our lesson. One strong black man with empathy infected helped a white opponent by injury affected. All life matters now, way beyond the slogans. We must work together, turn it into programs. Ban slavery today, treat people with respect. Write it into laws with immediate effect. Hatred gets us nowhere, destroying all we cherish. Love and respect our aim, otherwise we perish. It really is infectious, this viral empathy. People loving people. It's all we want to see. And then finally, a poem about an old beacon standing on a hill above Penrith. Catching your breath on the stiff climb, you come upon it, the beacon. Modest by monument standards, a small hollow pillar of worn old sandstone. Graffiti, names a century old, adorn the cracked surface like a fading moss. Is this a warning? No, not an invading army from across the border, but locals, their love's initials cut to mark their slow passage across life's pages. I was here, 1902. Not a great year. But she was with him. Perhaps the real enemy the beacon watches is time itself. Slow, patient, dissolving floods of years that carve the stone into a myriad shapes and holes. But then come Easter, battened to its face, a huge white cross of wood looks out across the town to mark the death of one defying time who lives again in faith.